T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have the opportunity to play some blackjack. It's presented by Raymond James, and it's all to ensure the kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, up the ante. Don't wait. Reserve your spot now at camponestep.org/poker2020. camponestep.org/poker2020.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Everybody's got to get out of the way. It has to be that.
If you're doing this, if you're bringing in somebody from another organization, it has to be a Theo Epstein style. Walk in, you are in charge, tell me what you need. And if that person says, all new scouting department, all new coaching staff, all new organizational structure, it's yes, yes, and yes.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Show transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
Lucas Giolito, after what he accomplished last year, do what you do.
Change nothing in your approach. Repeat everything you did that made you successful.
And listen, but also, he's going to be adding that three-quarter delivery that Steve Cishek's going to teach him.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Are you more excited about the additions or the growth of the players that are already here?
For me, it's the latter.
Because I find myself going, what will Moncada do this year?
Yeah.
And will he cut down his strikeouts? Will he increase walks this year?
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Matt.
You're talking to me all wrong. It's the wrong tone. You do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Joe Ostrowski, Knights on 670 The Score.
Me tonight. Sorry, wasn't ready. Chen's like, you're on the air in 10 seconds. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even, I don't have headphones. I don't have anything ready. Maybe some positivity near the end of that show, thinking about a different quarterback with the Bears. We'll see if they actually do anything. Always enjoy listening to All Access before jumping on here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Good evening. And let me tell you, by the way, other side of the glass, we've got Mike Chen and Chris Dickens. We talked about you guys in the last hour last night. I don't know if you heard. You probably did not hear. But it got a little lively.
Wait, what happened?
No.
So we have to go back.
We'll get into it later.
There's a rewind feature on radio.com, so we can always use that.
I don't remember the time exactly.
It doesn't go back 24 hours.
Don't worry. I'll talk about it throughout the evening over the next few hours here. If you give a damn about baseball at all, if you truly care, I don't know how you weren't seething this morning. And I know we knew all of this stuff. There wasn't new information out there. And sure, I'm probably one of those people guilty saying, I want my pound of flesh, even though it doesn't really mean anything. Not really. Not really. A lot of empty words coming out of West Palm Beach, Florida today. And it started with the Astros owner. I've got a lot to say on this, but I know some of you busy earlier on in the day, you couldn't hear all this because there was so much that I want to get through. Whether we're talking about ownership or the players, the new manager, the new general manager with the Houston Astros. And it matters to you because you care about sports, don't you? Does your team really have a fair shot? I'm breaking the microphone. We're off to a roaring start here. We always say in sports when there are issues, let's say we're complaining about the Bulls' problems. You can go anywhere. The Bears. What's a standard line a lot of people throw out? Starts at the top. It all starts at the top. They aren't wrong. when we complain about the Bears. How long has Ted Phillips been there? What is McCaskey really going to do? If you want to get into the nitty-gritty and go above the general manager and the head coaches. The Bulls, same thing. It's about ownership. Well, we know he's not going to do this. He's not going to do that. So let's just pound our head on the table day after day after day, because that's what you end up doing, because you have no say, except for some Bulls fans. The lack of attendance this year is embarrassing the organization. There is no question about that. So I commend those fans that have said they've completely had enough. They're not even showing up anymore. And they can lie to you about those attendance figures all they want. But you know the truth. You see the pictures. But as far as what was going down this morning at West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, my God. Talk about starting at the top. Let's talk about Astros owner Jim Crane. He had some lame statement, and so did Bregman and Altuve. We're not going to waste your time. We're not even going to bring that out. I want to get to the nitty-gritty stuff, the good stuff, the juicy stuff. And once the Q&A started, it wasn't too long. But Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, completely exposed right here. Hey, did you know cheating? Did you know knowing the pitch that is coming? Has no impact on the game. Chen, pay attention, man.
Our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
wait, what? Didn't impact the game. Won the World Series. Yeah, we know what happened. I cashed a ticket, and maybe I'm complaining about it a little bit now, but that money's probably long gone anyways. Didn't impact the game. Wait, I didn't say that? What are you talking about? They're telling you. He knows he's talking into a microphone. ESPN's carrying it live. It's been on repeat everywhere. Go look up that YouTube. See how many views there are out there. See the Twitter videos that have been posted to this clown? Here's ESPN reporter Marley Rivera going back and forth with Crane.
Jim, sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter? So doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
It could possibly do it. Then why were you cheating? It's just possible. I wouldn't put too much on that. It's just possible. Unbelievable. Starts at the top. There you are. That's the ownership. Right there. That tells you everything you need to know about this organization. So what do you think the players are going to do? You have a soft commissioner, Rob Manfred, and do whatever they want. Oh, he's sending memos warning us? That's funny. Yeah, he's not taking our title away if we win this thing. And he didn't. They were right. Say you're sorry. Say you're remorseful again for me. Keep doing it. Doesn't mean you are. We're moving on. Oh, are you? I don't think everybody else is moving on. I think every stadium you go to, you're going to be booed loudly throughout the entire game. You don't deserve to keep the championship. See, this isn't a reaction to some of the anger, what was coming from Florida with the Astros speaking today. I said this at the time. You take that banner away. Manfred's not going to do that for many, many different reasons. But one, he's a soft commissioner, but then he's wondering about the fallout. He's worried about that. What's going to happen after that? So if we strip the title, then what are they going to do? So I don't want to give you the statement that he had on pieces of paper, and then the wind picked up and they flew away from Bregman. Here's Bregman in the locker room with reporters.
Why did it take so long for the apology to come from you guys?
Well, I think we wanted to get together as a team and talk about it. And last night, the energy in that room was great. Everyone was remorseful and, a lot of guys are ready to move forward, and a lot of everyone learned from what happened, and we hope to.
How would you describe it? Was like a wake in there? Was it like a funeral? I mean, everybody gathered in there. How quiet was it? How did people feel?
Here's the thing, Alex. You don't get to decide when we stop talking about it. That's it, man. You can say you want to move on. You think the baseball world's moved on? And we know it wasn't just you. We're well aware. But you were so defiant about it. You didn't care. That's the problem. Didn't impact the game, huh? It took them 7 games to take out the Yankees in the ALCS. Didn't impact the game? Took them 7 games to eliminate the Dodgers in the World Series, huh? Was not a deciding factor in any way. Oh, but Altuve didn't want his teammates to rip off his jersey when he's rounding third coming to home because his wife doesn't want to see him on TV with his shirt off. Yeah. Bunch of clowns all over the place. You know, speaking of Altuve, that even when this stuff was going down, there would be a lot of baseball fans that would say, you know, I still do like Altuve. I don't know if that's still the case. I'm not sure. Here's Altuve in number 54. He's saying, we feel bad. We feel bad. You tell me when you listen to these different players, and I'll get to Dallas Keuchel. I didn't love what he had to say today over in Sox camp. Here's Altuve. You tell me if you're buying what he's selling.
Will this apology be enough for baseball?
I think telling people, you know, we regret and telling people we feel bad should mean a lot. You know, not. I don't think everybody goes out there and do that. So, and like I said, they every single person are going to get their own opinion if it's enough or not. And we accept it. We take 100% responsibility about what is happening.
Take 100% responsibility, do you? Well, nothing happened to you. See, that's part of the issue that a lot of baseball fans have right now. So Soft Manfred steps in. Whoa, he gave the $5 million to the fine to the owner. You think the owner, you think Crane is missing that? Did he sound upset about the $5 million bucks? A couple draft picks? Well, I'm going to suspend the manager and the GM. These aren't children. These are grown men. I have a 7 and a 5-year-old. It's not that situation. Verlander goes over there. He's 34 years old in 2017 when they win the title. Oh, what about Brian McCann, the man that's out to save baseball? Don't you dare break any unwritten rules with Brian McCann in the house because he's going to make sure someone hits you in the temple with a baseball. There's Brian McCann saving baseball. Where's he been? Has he had anything to say? He was on this roster at the age of 33. And then new member of the White Sox, 29 at the time, Dallas Keuchel. I appreciate that he apologized over at Sox Fest. That was nice. But, you know, I kind of threw it out the window because then he starts going after fires. No. All these whatabouts. Well, what about that team that did it too? What about the Red Sox? Well, there are other ones. We're the only ones that got busted. Well, you know, Fires crossed the line. He shouldn't have done that. Fires is a good guy in this. Because if he isn't a whistleblower, do we know about any of this? Of course not. You know, and Manfred's in on the whole thing too. Don't be blinded by, oh, he got rid of the manager, got rid of the GM, got rid of some picks, you find him. He's worried about what else is going to happen. If you guys find out about the other group of teams that are involved here, that's what he's worried about. Can't let this impact his legacy. There's a report earlier this week in the Washington Post. This was from, Dave Shinen, one of the writers on here. According to people at all levels throughout the sport, players, clubhouse staff members, scouts, and executives, the idea that the Astros employed nefarious methods was an open secret. The whole industry knows they've been cheating their bleeps off for 3 or 4 years, said an executive from a team that faced the Astros in the playoffs during that span. Everybody knew it. He estimated 10 to 12 teams had complained to Major League Baseball about the Astros over the years. An executive from another team agreed with that number. It was a big open secret, really big, said a veteran scout from another team whose coverage included the Astros. Throughout baseball, throughout the scouting community, for several years, not just starting in 2017, I would say probably 2016, maybe earlier, through 2019, things were going on that were blatantly against the rules. Those are your Astros.
So steroids, again, it's baseball knew about it. They turned a blind eye and said, yeah, whatever.
So they bring the hammer on PEDs, and they're very proud of that. You know, at the very end, even though Selig, he was avoiding, oh, I didn't see Sammy. I didn't see McGuire. I didn't see Bonds. Nope, not going to pay any attention to that. Nope, don't. No, Clemens didn't happen. So before he gets out, they start to bring the hammer on the steroids. Okay, we're stricter than any other sport in the universe on steroids. So that's a thing, but you do nothing here. Nothing to the players. Let's treat them like children. We're going to rip on Hinch. We're going to rip on Lunau and Beltran.
Well, it's obviously organizational fault. That's it. It's not the players' fault. The players had no – they didn't know any better.
It didn't impact the game. That's what ownership is saying.
Yeah, they didn't know better. It didn't impact the game, but they just happened to break rules. So if you break rules, how does it not impact the game? That's my real question there.
This is the organization that banned a reporter in the clubhouse because Justin Verlander told him to. This is the organization that a member of the front office, the assistant general manager at the time, Brandon Taubman, win the World Series, run up to three female reporters, scream, "Thank God we got Ozuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Ozuna," because they wrote about the domestic violence. And this is also the organization that released a statement defending Brandon Taubman. I don't know how you believe any of them. Why should we believe one of them? And forget the rivalries. If you're a Sox fan, maybe you don't like the Cubs. You're a Cubs fan. Maybe you hate the Sox or the Cardinals. I don't remember hating a team in any sport this much. I can't wait to see what happens this upcoming season. And you would think with Dusty there, there's going to be no way that they're cheating, right? Not on his watch? You know, Verlander was outspoken about cheating when he was with Detroit. Then he goes to Houston. Now he's all for it. Well, he won out too. Got him a ring. Keep telling me how sorry you are. You're not remorseful. You got the ring. The big boss didn't take it away. You don't feel bad. You feel bad that you have to deal with this now. That's the only thing you feel bad about. All right, yeah, let's go to Sox camp. And remember, Keuchel didn't like what Fires did. Okay, fine. He apologized, but I don't know. Does he fall in line with the rest of these guys? Of course, Keuchel was asked about this today at Sox camp.
I don't necessarily think so. I mean, I'm pretty much an open book with my teammates, and like I said, the state of baseball, it was what it was at that time. You know, if they want to talk to me about anything, I'm more than open to talk to them about it. But you know, it's one of those things where, well, we got to move on. We got to remember the past, but we got to look towards the future and figure out, you know, what's the best route to go.
The Astros themselves met the media for the first time today, I think, and a lot of your old teammates were saying what you said at Sox Fest, apologizing and stuff like that. Do you think it's important for everybody that was a part of that team to display that contrition and show that to the rest of the sport?
I mean, that's a good question. I'm just one dude. I mean, it's I guess it's ultimately up to the individual. And if, you know, we're always going to be World Series champs because we were talented, and to me, we earned the right to be World Series champs. And
pause that, Mike.
Stuff came out about.
Whoa! Yeah, you're going to be World Series champs because Manfred's scared. He's hiding under the desk, just like Ryan Pace is hiding over at Halas Hall. That's why you're World Series champ, because you don't have a stern commissioner. You won the games. But if you weren't cheating, would you have won the games? And let's completely forget about everyone else that you left in the dust. Whether you're talking about Joe Girardi, who's fired after that loss in Game 7 in the ALCS. You think if the Yankees get to the World Series under Joe Girardi that they're going to fire him after a World Series appearance? Look what they did to Yu Darvish. Now we're seeing lawsuits out there. Players sent down to the minors, never seen again.
Exactly. I mean, look at how many players got rocked by the Astros in this span. And we don't know. You know what pitch is coming. And we don't know if they would have been good or not in the major leagues, because the one opportunity they got destroyed.
Yep. One of the biggest things in baseball when you're hitting, if you have an idea, they know when the off-speed pitch is coming. My God. No impact on the game. Really? Really? Okay. You're right. And, you know, I'm hearing from people today, it says, well, should we really be worried about the pitchers? There's Keuchel talking there. Verlander, we'll get to him in just a moment. Well, you know, it didn't impact the pitchers. Why are they remorseful then? Don't you think they were involved on their off day helping out? Whether it was figuring out a sign or the trash cans. This is so ridiculous to even talk about. Chen, play the finish of the end there of Keuchel.
World Series champs because we were talented, and to me, we earned the right to be World Series champs. And just because stuff came out about the 2017 Astros doesn't mean other teams were doing illegal stuff. It just means that we were the ones that were, I guess, caught. So, I'm not here to really dig into anything that happens. That's my feeling. But ultimately, it's up to the individual to really, show remorse or just try to move on. I mean, I chose the remorse route because, personally, I felt like that was what was owed. I feel like I owed it to my family, and that's how I was raised. So I'm gonna remember that, but at the same time, I'm gonna try to help this organization win for the next three, hopefully 4 or 5 years down the road.
Yeah, you want to turn the page? I'm sure you do. It's uncomfortable, isn't it? Today, it's uncomfortable. You don't want to deal with that. Hey, you apologize, but in the same breath, you're taking shots at Mike Fiers. You say you're remorseful, but in the same breath, you're saying, well, we won that championship, and that's going to be ours forever because we have the talent. Pick a lane, Dallas Keuchel. Such a likable team. I mean, Keuchel is obviously the most unlikable guy on that White Sox roster right now. He knew all about it, too. So because he's a pitcher, I don't say, I'm not going to blame him. Look at all the hitters. No. He was involved too. All of these guys were. They all knew about it. Every single one of them deserves some blame.
Well, yeah. I mean, even if they didn't do anything actively, if they weren't hitting on the trash cans or anything like that, the fact that
they
you
were
knew,
taking the information.
The fact that you knew and you didn't say anything just because you knew it gave your team a distinct advantage. That's a problem.
Hey, Altuve rounding that base, covering up his shirt because he knows how wrong it is. It says everything. There is a video making the rounds from after that Game 7 in the World Series when David Ortiz and A-Rod are saving Beltran from just stepping in it because he almost did with the cheating, or actually started to. 312-644-6767. You believe any of them when they're talking about being remorseful or we're really sorry. We're really sorry. You know, there is one. I will say there's one. And his name's Carlos Correa. If you missed what he had to say today, we're going to get to that. And also Justin Verlander on the other side, and take your calls. Text 67011. Tweets at Joe0670.
You're listening to the Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale now at NUSports.com. Texts are rolling into the text zone at 67011. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. 219, did the Astros have Mark Trussman handle their press conference today? Yeah, that was the owner, Jim Crane. Could have been Mark Trussman. It was brutal. 708, I want to hear what Big Mouth Verlander has to say. He's been so quick to comment on other teams and players in the past, but let's hear what he has to say. Perfect. Yeah, we'll get to that in just a moment. A lot of people can't. 229, first pitch of the season goes at Altuve's ear hole. And maybe the second and third and fourth for some of his teammates. Springer's usually their leadoff guy. So who do the Astros start the season with? Can you check on that, guys? I can't. We're going to find a pitcher every series. It's going to go out of their way to hit an Astro, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's not going to happen. Let's say the Astros have a big lead. Or either way, anytime a game gets out of hand.
Joe Maddon and the Angels.
Oh, that's not Joe's style now, but he's also got a little old school in him.
He's also a let the players do what the players do type of thing.
Yeah, so, and he's the new man in town.
He's gonna let if
that's
they want,
perfect.
I think he'll probably hold a meeting and be like, look.
Is that national TV? It's got to be.
ESPN.
Oh, you're damn right. That's going to be a TV show.
It's going to be, look, guys, I'm not condoning this, but you got to do what you got to do.
No question.
Does every team throw at them, at one of the players? Like, I mean, clearly I think that Toronto is going hard at them. Like, right? Like, they have to.
So, yeah. Yeah. Okay, which Yankees? Okay? I mean, go down the line.
Yep. Everyone
Dodgers.
Everyone in the East is thrown at him, I think.
Yeah. Orioles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? They have nothing to lose.
No, I got you.
May 15th, first series versus Yankees.
My co-host, Nick Costos, on You Better You Bet, big Yankees fan. So he's flying off the handle, as per usual, on Twitter.com today. Marcus Stroman's liking his tweets. Yeah. And remember, a lot of these guys that were impacted are now sprinkled throughout the entire league, right? Like Stroman with the Mets now. So, can't wait for this upcoming season. It's going to be great. You know, the people want to hear from Justin Verlander. So, Chen, let's hear from Verlander. Remember, he chose the last minute. He might kind of chose the Astros, but he did want to be a Cub, right? The Cubs just had no idea that he was going to turn back the clock to his prime. But Verlander kind of cracking jokes at events over the past few weeks, has stuff to say about every other team, likes to tweet about stuff. Been very quiet lately, but he did finally speak in the Astros spring training locker room today.
You know, once I spent some time there, understood what was happening. I wish I had said more. Looking back, I can't go back. I can't reverse my decision. Like I said, I wish I had said more, and I didn't. And for that, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
That's between myself and my teammates. I'll leave it at that.
Did you know the Astros' reputation before you joined the team?
No.
You said nothing.
They made it that season. You suspect anything?
I can't really recall right at this moment. I haven't even thought about it.
Justin, when you did show up, take us back. What was your first reaction like when you saw what was going on and learned? What did you think?
I don't want to get into too many specifics.
Hold on.
I think we're here today to.
He's saying nothing. Big bad Justin Verlander has a thought on everybody else in the world of baseball. It's between me and my teammates. I don't want to get into that. I just saw this is how we do things. Okay. Unbelievable. All right. I'm sorry. I had to jump in there. Go ahead. What else did the reigning Cy Young Award winner have to say?
Apologize and as a team. I think those opinions were expressed by everybody in here today.
Obviously, as a pitcher, you would hate it if someone was doing that against you. Does it change your opinion, or did it color your opinion of your teammates if they were getting that advantage against fellow pitchers?
I think you know, as a team, we've expressed our remorse, myself included, and I'll leave it at that.
Was this outside the norm? I mean, people always say everyone cheats, everyone steals signs. Was the trash can banging, was this outside of the norm?
You know, I can't speak for anyone else or any other organizations. The only thing I can do is sit here and speak for the Astros and my teammates and myself. And, you know, we crossed a boundary. I think, you know, we broke the rules and we're sorry.
That may have been worse than Jim Crane. I didn't see a lot of the TV shows doing the live coverage playing that one. The Justin Verlander comments didn't make the social media as much as I expected because Crane was the big story. That may have been worse. What did he, Chen, Chris Dickens, did I miss, did he say a thing there for two minutes? Did he say anything?
Not really.
Did he admit anything?
No, but I think.
Did he say I'm sorry?
No, I think that they were all trained. I mean, when you played it earlier that they all had to get into a group to discuss what they were going to talk about.
Yeah.
I think it was
they practiced their lines.
Exactly. Let's all get in the same page. Let's all know what we're supposed to say and deny, deny, deny.
Yeah, we had a great meeting. Here, you say this, okay? Say it this way, too. Wow. 312-644-6767. The one player actually got it right. It's Carlos Correa. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Jeff in Palatine, you're on 670, the score with Joe Ostrowski. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. You kind of stole my thunder a little, but what I did want to say was I think every team who plays the Astros this year should make a conscious effort to nail at least one of their hitters when they come up to bat. That way, every single time they go into a game this coming season, they will have in the back of their minds that one of them is going to get plunked.
Anybody have an issue with that? It's going to be interesting because there are a lot of people that don't like throwing at opponents. They wish that would get out of the game. I have a feeling a lot of those same people will support it this season with the Houston Astros. Mike in Tinley Park, you're on the score. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I love your show. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Just that they did it, but the arrogance that they'd have won every they would have won anyhow. A major league hitter knows the difference between when an off speed and a fastball is coming. Come, I mean, I find it. I wasn't sure where I was at this, but I'll tell you right now, if it was me, hey, they got all these stiff penalties for performance enhancing drugs and all this stuff. How about 80 games? 80 games for that roster, and if you're so good, when your AAA guys are up there playing for the first 80 games, it shouldn't be that big of a problem. But I just their attitude is just like you said. There can be a lot of them getting hit, and I'll be. I hope I'm in Wrigley Field the day Darvish pitches against them.
Oh man! Oh, that'll be great.
He took a severe beating over his World Series performances and that against them. I mean. You know, honest to God, I've heard their fans, they don't want anyhow. No, here, okay, that's one more thing. How does Cora went to Boston and they won the next year?
Oh, pretty interesting. So, the Apple Watches, too. And they had another method over there in Boston.
I'm sure. I mean, this thing, Cora's the connector there. I'm sure they did stuff, but I mean, it's just where they, you know, hey, we were good anyhow. You weren't that good. You weren't that good. I mean, I'm an old guy, but I saw Mickey Mantle one day, Sandy Koufax in the World Series, throw him a changeup. And Mickey Mantle looked like a little leaguer that day. He didn't think it was coming. But I mean, when you know, oh my God, you're batting it. You're so much better. It's insane.
Mike, always appreciate you checking in. And he's right. These are the best hitters in the world. You have an idea of what's coming? Forget it. Game changer. That's it. That's what you talk about when a lot of pitchers have issues. When they're off-speed pitch, the gap isn't that much. Oh, they're toast. They are done. But Jim Crane says it did not impact the game. I guess we cheated, but it didn't impact the game much.
You know what stands out to me the most is that in the playoffs when Bregman spat on that off-speed pitch and he just stood there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, well, guess what? He knew it was coming.
Because he knew it was because the buzz came in.
It's just like...
They were going out of their way to say that the buzzers... That's a lie. That's a lie.
Oh, I agree with that, too.
Okay. Sure. I believe you. So, my buddy Ryan Spader, he's a fantastic follow if you're a baseball lover on Twitter. He tweeted this out. I was trying to get him on the show. He's unable to do it tonight, but hopefully we can catch up next week. He tweets, and he has a lot of connections throughout baseball, a lot of friends, current players. He says, Major League Baseball is not suspending players because it will lead to more whistleblowing. The involvement of several other players and teams, and in turn, a league-wide implosion. And that is why Rob Manfred is scared. Let's keep it on these two teams. They'll be the villains. It's going to be mostly the Astros, a little bit on the Red Sox as well. Keep it there. We don't need it to be where our fans can't stand a third of our teams. He doesn't want to have that on his watch. He's trying for his legacy. Oh, how interesting it was how he just floats out this crazy playoff expansion idea right before the Astros go to camp. Hey, Bobby, yeah, that didn't work. You're trying to distract us? Because they completely bungled this whole thing today, and it starts at the very top with ownership and Jim Crane. 312-644-6767. Joe O Show with you on 670 The Score.
You're listening to The Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
I don't think the Cubs have the Astros this season. Dickens, can you take a check on that? I just took a quick glance. I didn't see them.
The Cubs are not playing the Astros this year. The White Sox have two series against them.
Yeah, I mean, former teammate Dallas Keuchel. Not going to do anything.
The Blue Jays are playing them quite early.
Can't stand them. Astros-Dodgers?
Did not see that, no.
You're sure they don't play? You don't know? You know that off the top of your head? You don't know
I've gone through this like three times. They've not seen Astros-Dodgers.
Damn.
Yep, can confirm. No Dodgers on there.
The Braves are one of the NL teams they're playing.
Okay, when's the first time they take on the Yankees?
May.
That will be on national television.
Yes, that'll be end of May.
Every game. Every pitch.
Or middle of May. Middle of May. May 15th is the first time they will face the Yankees.
They take on Stroman in April, the beginning of it. First game's on ESPN.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Beginning of April?
Yeah, the 7th.
Oh, Stroman. Let's fight. On the field. They'll be ready.
It'll be the Yankees in Houston at the middle of May. Then they go to Toronto right after that.
A lot of drama this year. And I won't hate any of it. This segment on The Score brought to you by your Chicagoland Papa John's. Papa John's has done it again. They've created the all-new Papadilla. It's not a pizza and it's not a sandwich. It's something in between. Try one of four flavors, Philly cheesesteak, meatball pepperoni, grilled barbecue chicken, or their signature Italian for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. So it's not that hard. When we were going through the PED stuff, the same thing was going on. You know, Sammy Sosa, English was an issue at one point. Some guys misremembered things. But Pettit just kind of hinted at it, and it was fine. And everything was good, man. Not a big deal. People didn't hold it against him anymore because he sort of admitted to something. Chen, let's listen to Carlos Correa from earlier today. Maybe he should tell his teammates, hey, guys... Yeah, it's not that hard. This is all you have to do.
There's no excuse to that. We're wrong for everything we did in 2017. It's not what we stand for. It's not what we want to portray as an organization, and we're definitely wrong about all that, and we really feel really sorry because we know we affected careers, we affected the game in some way. And looking back at it, it was just bad. It was just bad. We wish we could have we had to stop it at the time. We did, and for that, you know, we're paying the price now, and we're deeply sorry, man. It's obviously somewhere we want to be coming into the season. We have to take responsibility for our actions.
There you go. Was it that hard? They made it worse on themselves today. I'm already hearing people complain. Oh, are you guys going to talk about this all season? Are the media going to ask the Astros about this all year? Every time they go to a new city, abso-freaking-lutely they will. And why is Dusty out there today? Were they hoping they were going to ask about the 2020 Astros? Nobody was interested. All the national media showed up to ask about the cheating team, not about Dusty Baker's 2020 club.
Exactly. That was my thought.
That was ridiculous.
When they're like, Dusty now has a statement to make. It's like, why?
He wasn't there.
The only reason I could think of is MLB was like, you have to make him available. That's the only reason I could think of it. And it's like,
well, the new GM, James Click, he was bumbling all over himself. I don't really put a lot of blame on him. However, he wasn't saying that the guys were involved are going to be out of the front office.
Well, see, that's a valid reason to have him there, though, is asking him that question.
But he just got there. He got the job a week ago.
It's still a valid question to ask him. That's a good reason to have him
there.
Sure. Dusty.
We're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Me as a skipper.
So, Dusty, you're gonna try and force for these guys to get traded? Is that a question you're going to ask him? No. What are you going to ask him about anything? So, Dusty, can you tell me what your plans are to not cheat in 2020?
Hey, Dusty, are you happy that they cheated? Because otherwise you wouldn't have a job right now. I mean, seriously. And it's probably going to be a one-year thing. I think we all know that.
It'll be a one-year thing. That's it.
And I think the non-cheating will be a one-year thing, too.
It'll just be to appease. That's it.
Yeah.
Once they realize...
What if their win percentage, what if the amount of wins just declined by like a dozen?
Well, they're projected what by prospectus at like 98 wins or something?
98. The win total is 93.5 out in Las Vegas because people keep taking the under.
That Shredder top 10.
What if they're MLB? What if they're 500?
What if they're 500?
They lost Garrett Cole.
They lost Garrett Cole. You're not cheating.
What's everybody gonna say?
I mean, I think they're
bring it. Yes.
I think they're down. They're not a 98-win team. I think they have a lot of talent, but, I mean, if you're doing this for this long, that's a huge crutch just to remove.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about the World Series hangover. How about this thing? Hanging over their heads all year, every day, they have to answer questions about this. And I hope they do. Keep pressing them. Please do. Let's go to Display. Steve, you're on 670 The Score with Joe Ostrowski. Hey, Steve.
Great show. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I just heard that clip. It was the first time I heard Correa, the first guy that I've heard from that organization that sounded like he had some remorse. And I had a lot of respect for that organization until all this broke loose, and then even less respect for them the way they've handled this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, I don't know why they just can't. If they just came clean with it, and you referenced Pettit, that's clearly the way to go with it. But I just don't understand why all these guys just don't fall in line with just coming clean with it and being done with it.
No question. It's not that hard, guys. Now look what happened. See, I think they had multiple opportunities to squash it. They said, we're going to wait. Okay, this Manfred report, by the way, came out January 13th. That's when all this started. Got rid of the GM, got rid of the manager, take away some draft picks, give the big fine. That's when this started. It's February 13th. That was a month ago. That's how long they had to prepare for this day. And that's the route they decided to take. All starts at the top with Jim Crane. Willie on the north side, now on the score.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Willie.
I am upset about this scandal. I am upset. I mean, I'm so upset. I think this is the worst thing that's ever happened in baseball. My wife and I were in Houston last year. She surprised me for getting my doctorate. Took me to Houston. And I was watching those games. And something didn't look right. The way they pounded the Cubs, I know the Cubs are having a hard time, but the Astros look like superstars. I feel cheated. This is so bad. They've done something. They've done the impossible. Now I'm rooting for the White Sox. I'm hoping the White Sox come. That's how bad this is. No longer hate the White Sox because I know Reinsdorf would never allow anything like this. I know he wouldn't. I know how honest they are over there. If this thing, baseball really needs to do something more. I am utterly and completely disgusted. I feel like they cheated me, and I want my money back for the hotel, for the restaurants, for all the time we spent down there, because it didn't look right. I've coached high school baseball. I was a varsity coach. I know what cheating looks like, and they were cheating, and it felt like it. I promise you, something looked wrong. This thing is bad. They need to do more.
Willie, do you think this is worse than PEDs?
Way worse. PEDs. I think the people from PEDs belong into the Hall of Fame. PEDs was an individual thing. They were messing up their bodies. You didn't ruin another person's career. They ruined rookies' careers. They sent people back to the minors who got crushed. They stole people's money. Mm-hmm. Entire organizations lied. This thing is way bigger. It's about the morality of baseball. It's about young people looking at them, realizing if you're not cheating, you're not trying. This thing is bad. And they really need to do a lot more than what they're doing. PEDs is a joke compared to this because they ruined people's careers over this. I hope those minor league guys win a lot of money. I hope they get another shot. They're not taking this seriously enough. Just imagine in our jobs if we did something like that. We would never work in our field again. They're not taking it. I am disgusted with this whole thing.
I'm on the same page, and I know, Willie, a lot of our listeners completely agree with just about everything you just said right there. Appreciate the passion. Appreciate the time tonight. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. I agree. That's why I asked him the question. It is worse when you know what's coming. And they are all involved. All of them. I'm not giving a pass to any of the pitchers. I'm not giving a pass to Dallas Keuchel, even though he's on the White Sox now, or some other guys that have moved around. Again, where's Brian McCann? Coming out, savior of baseball. You got to follow the unwritten rules. I'm Brian McCann. I'm going to get in your face. Where are you now? Got Joe Ostrowski on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.